Well, good morning, Phoenix. Good morning, Sedona. Welcome to the Saturday morning broadcast of Rosie on the House. I guess I want to start the show by thanking Romy and the whole production staff for covering for Mom and I while we were away, traveling over the Big Pond. First trip over the Big Pond. That everybody said, including myself, I could never make it, but I did.
You did, with flying colors.
I even had a doctor prescribe me sleeping pills.
Wait,
but I didn't take them. I just grinned and bared a bit. I just bore down. I can make this. I can make this.
What am I doing here? You had 2 weeks off.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah.
You deserve it, Romy. But you have to wait a couple weeks.
No.
Take it from here. I'm going to go. I'm going to go on a little siesta vacation.
We are on vacation.
You can't go home to do that, Romy.
We are on vacation. We're broadcasting.
You don't think two babies under 2 years old is a restful place?
I probably not.
Sure, we're broadcasting from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona, with the big San Francisco peak, with little strains of snow still on it. This weekend is the last weekend you can still ski snowball. So if you're a skier and you want to get that one last shot in, go on, grab the sticks, grab the poles, grab the boots, throw them in the car, and get on up here. Last weekend for snowball. So that would be a great excuse to come on up to Flag. We're up here for the Flagstaff Home Show.
Great place for microbreweries. They've got more than the town can withstand, I think.
Flagstaff does.
It relies on the people coming through the town to support Beaver Street, the yard.
Does NAU offer a degree in that?
They have a culinary school. I don't know if it consists of hop perfections or not. But
well, listen, we're not going to do a Germany update today, because it's going to take me a little time to get ready for it. But we have a show coming up soon about my impressions of building and remodeling, tactics, products, materials, techniques that I saw in Europe that I am going to forever, this day forward, incorporate into every project I do.
Romy, we would be on a tour or something, and I'd turn around, where's Dad? Where'd he go? And I'd find him behind
the
door.
He's like rubbing stones.
Well, he'd be behind the door studying hinges or opening and shutting doors. What are you doing?
Oh, very, very impressive. Germans don't have a reputation for being engineers for no good reason, I'll tell you that. What they've done just to interior door hinges, locks, and jams should revolutionize the entire world of doors. We should never be building a door like we do in America ever again. Ever.
Well, I'll be anxious to hear about what about the door they've figured out, because it's a fairly simple unit.
Uh-huh.
It secures your home.
Uh-huh.
It swings out when you go out.
Uh-huh.
The hinge. I mean, that seems like not a whole lot
to
improve
fix,
on.
Right?
Well, I want to build out like a photo enhanced radio broadcast where we can send people to the website and start taking a look at the things that I photographed, quite a few of them, and I really was very well impressed. Now, one thing and then we'll get off Germany here in a minute. One thing I was not impressed with is we went out to dinner virtually every night. So
that gets old.
And I can, well,
not especially in Germany.
I would say especially in Germany, because every restaurant has the same seven things on it. You've got schnitzel. You've got any one of 100 different styles of brats. And then you've got what was that potato thing, babe?
So it's not like they've heard of roumelade or etouffee or some gumbo.
I did have duck one night, but it's incredible that every restaurant you go to has the same seven things on it. So anyway, but we love Germany. I love the trip. Now knowing that I can sit in an airplane for 9 hours, that flight from Amsterdam to L.A. really was the killer at 12 hours.
It was long.
I'm still crippled from sitting in that chair that long.
Well, we lucked out because we had an empty seat, one of the few on the plane, so that saved us.
So we've got a show coming up just on Rosie and Jennifer's impressions.
Now, will it be
of
the
Germany.
Entire show or just the 7 o'clock hour?
Oh, I don't know. There's enough material in it. We could fill a month of broadcasts. I mean, I could fill a whole show just talking about how impressed I was with Rachel driving through Munich on her PDA, GPSing a location, asking the phone to establish directions to it, and the GPS and the handheld device and in the car were saying two different things, and it was pretty scary.
All at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, the Autobahn was fun. Now, the Autobahn... Now we were in a Ford SUV. I didn't rent my Porsche. I didn't rent my Audi and go burn
it
up.
Which you kind of have to because you're in Germany, so you've got to get Germany's best vehicle.
So we got to go back.
Pedal down on the Autobahn.
Next time I will. This time we rented a Ford, and I don't think it's a model that's even available in America. It's a little Ford mix between a van and an SUV. A nice little rig, really, really nice. And it was diesel. So,
I know they're big on diesel.
They're big on diesel. I don't know why, but they're big on diesel.
A lot of those Porsches, Beamers, they've got diesel engines in them.
Yeah. So Germany was a trip. And Jennifer and I have got several pages of impressions of the trip that we're going to share with everybody. But I was given a great tutorial by Wayne and... We were in Munich.
Rachel's husband, Wayne Dahl.
Yeah.
Is he captain?
Major Wayne Dahl, who is currently in Tbilisi, Georgia, which is where they're
That's
going.
That's how you say it.
Tbilisi.
I've seen it written, but I was like, I'm not even trying to pronounce that.
There, you know, we had the option of visiting him in Tbilisi in September or Garmisch, Germany in March.
Probably made
so,
the right decision.
And we got to ski on a glacier. It was absolutely a blast. But their ability, he has something on his telephone. Romy, we're sitting in restaurants, and most restaurants have an English version or an English translation. Some didn't. He could put his phone up and view the menu, and it converted it to English.
That's cool.
And you can do that for any language. So you're reading the menu in English on your screen.
That's pretty cool.
So I learned a lot about the power of this little smartphone here. And he would, we were in a little town outside of Munich called Freising. And he would just say, give me best French restaurant in Freising. And we went to a French restaurant. Jennifer, I thought that was one of the best meals we had the whole trip. Do you?
It was very, very, very good.
Was it horse?
I can't remember why. I think I had veal that night. But he would ask the phone, French restaurant, Freising, Germany. And he would use the German accent.
Right. And, I see him doing that.
And then he would go to TripAdvisor and ask for reviews to decide whether or not it was worth going. Then he'd ask for directions, and then he'd ask for the phone number and book the reservation, all within about like 3 minutes.
How did we ever get along before?
You know, that is pretty neat, but I like to just stumble upon something. I just get there and just start walking. You know what? This one feels right. Let's go see in there. Nah, walk in there. You don't like it. Go out. Go to the next one. I like to not use that. Just kind of go and walk and see. And
we'll know this. In the town of Garmisch, Germany, you could stumble your way from one pub to another over the course of an entire summer and never hit another pub. So that might be a great place for you to go try that technique.
All right.
All right. So we have a Germany trip show coming up in the coming weeks. But right now, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we're in Flagstaff. And, Romy, I drove around yesterday meeting some of our Rosie certified partners that are in queue to join us. This place is going nuts. There's construction
grosses
on every street corner. And of course you see it down in Phoenix as well. So I did a little research this week and kind of went into the Wall Street Journal and a couple others. And I'm looking at what is driving this right now. I have a couple remodeling buddies in the Maricopa County area that say January and February was flat, dead, no phone calls. But fourth quarter 2014 was like barn-burning rush for everybody that wanted things done. So it's kind of confusing what's really going on. I want to talk about what's driving that. And it is really primarily two classes of people that are driving this new, I won't call it a frenzy yet, but are driving this accelerated pace of the building and the remodeling industry. And from the research I've done and the phone calls I made this week to my remodeling peers and partners all across the country, it seems to be pretty consistent.
Interesting.
So,
which is rare for it to be consistent across the entire country, a trend. Like they will come up with national trends, but how many times do you hear that? And you're like, yeah, that doesn't even apply to me or this market. But interesting. So this one seems to be
one of the groups are the millennials, the ones that over the last 7 or 8 years have graduated college, been unable to get a job, and have just moved back in with mom and dad under a mountain load of student debt. Those young folks now are either getting tired of living with mom and dad, they've lived with mom and dad long enough to put a little bit of a down payment together, and have started landing jobs. There's going to be, according to the Wall Street Journal, 5.5 million renters move into the home buying market.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And that's just in this year.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about another group of people as well, those that lost their home to a foreclosure or a short sale in this what I guess is officially known as the Great Recession. Those folks are now separated from that event far enough that FHA is allowing them to come back into the market, and now they're reentering the market. So we have those two classes, and when we get back right after this short break, I'd like to talk to some of you. Maybe you can give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348, like Matthew, who called a couple weeks ago and was buying that historic home, and we're going to buy him the paint to get the house painted. I want to hear back from him, and I want to hear back from you. If you're moving into the real estate buying, home buying market, give us a ring and let's talk. 1-888-767-4348.